Hello and welcome to Marvelously Married.
Welcome.
I'm
Hoagie.
Just talk at the exact same time the whole podcast. That's the theme of
this
one.
That's the theme of this one.
This is our fourth episode. Okay, we're done
okay.
with that.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome
we're
to
so
the show.
Excited. We're going to be talking about The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yep.
From 2012.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. Oh, I can't talk about it now.
Well, we got like a lot of new listeners last week. And if you're new to the show, in our show notes, you can find chapters where each topic has like a little highlighted timestamp. And if you click that, your player will take you to the next, to that topic. So if you want to skip something, you can do that.
Yeah, if you aren't particularly interested in something like a reality thing that we're talking about or whatever, you can skip
right.
ahead.
Yeah, so. Like, I mean, when Big Brother comes back on air, there's going to be a lot of talk about Big Brother
wait.
Each week. And so you may want to skip that. But I'm sure out there, I don't know how big the Venn diagram overlap is, but there's probably more.
Don't act like you don't have a Venn diagram in the studio of the overlap.
Like tracking, like everybody, like how long everybody listens. Yeah, so... but I'm trying to figure out how many people are out there that like reality TV and Marvel, definitely our target audience. But
yes.
If you just like Marvel, that's okay too.
Yeah. Or if you just like reality TV, that's okay too.
Yeah. Or you just like listen to us talk about food
or anything.
Yeah. And so if you want to follow us,
yes, check us out on Instagram at Marvelously Married, all one word, or you can email us.
Yep. Usually that's for, well, I mean, people
you
don't
can
really
email,
email.
Us about anything.
You know
let's
what
be
I just
pen pals.
You know what I just found out? Yeah, let's do that, please.
Yeah.
But what I just found out is that but Blue's Clues, they do not have mail time anymore, and they don't have a handy dandy notebook. They have emails and they have a smartphone.
Wow.
So different.
New technology.
Yeah.
2024. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it?
I feel old being like, yeah, I used to listen. I used to listen back
in the day. I used to listen to
I used to watch back in the day when it was the handy dandy notebook. My favorite podcast, Blue's Clues. But yeah, you can email us our D20 question or questions about the show or feedback. We'll talk about the D20 question soon.
Yeah. So we got... Is it our first review?
Well, it's not our first rating. Like you can just click hopefully 5 stars.
Yeah.
And so that shows up. We have some on Apple and some on Spotify. I don't know if every app does ratings, but those two do. And we got our first review from our niece Eleanor. Shout out.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We used to use Buzzsprout for hosting. Now we use Spotify. But on Buzzsprout, you could see like listener locations. I have a feeling that the surge of listeners we got were a lot of them from where Eleanor lives because she seemed to be texting. I was in a text group where she was like telling the whole family about our podcast.
So
I'm sure she told her friends too. And we got some.
She's
you know,
treating our podcast like an MLM and I'm here for
super
it.
Super fan. Marketing genius. So Eleanor's review.
Yeah, we're going to read it.
Yeah,
so this
that's
is,
our new thing.
I'm just going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
That's our new thing. It was when we get reviews, we want to read them and share with you. So no pressure. It better be nice. But
oh, we're going to read the bad ones, too.
Yeah.
So the title, great podcast, 2 exclamation points. We got 5 stars. This came out on Tuesday on Apple Podcasts. Nothing wrong at all, except I think the idea that the podcast could also be about Star Wars and Jurassic Park is actually a good idea. Haley.
Oh, why did Hoagie want to read this review, I wonder? Sus.
Being a Jurassic Park fan, personally, I would love a little things that include Jurassic Park. And then we got an ellipsis, clap, clap, clap emoji. Sincerely, your niece, you know which one.
Yeah, we do.
She also
Thanks,
submitted
girl.
A D20 question on that. Eleanor, we inserted your D20 question into slot 12, so you can you can wish for number 12 when we
to
roll.
To be rolled, and you'll know that your question's coming up. I don't know what that question is, of course, so Hoagie made sure I didn't see that. So
we are considering the Jurassic Park comment with our producers. Maybe we'll just include a little dino facts each week. That
dino facts.
Maybe will happen in the future. So, or like a Star Wars fact.
Hoagie, what are we drinking today?
We have crispy Diet Cokes.
Yes.
From McDonald's. So,
you'd know that if you follow us on Instagram. There's a little.
We just
spoiler.
We just posted.
Yeah. So I also just had a matcha right before this, so.
And I had a Celsius. We gotta wake up.
We're getting jazzed.
It is Saturday for us, so if there's news that comes out later today or tomorrow about Marvel, we don't know about it yet, and we'll release this episode on Monday. Let's get into our D20 questions. So the way this works is we have a spreadsheet, and each week Haley rolls a 20-sided die, and the spreadsheet's full of questions. So you can submit questions by email, by Instagram Messenger, or just text us if you know us personally. So we have some listener / friend / family questions in there, and then we have some that we just like randomly found on the internet. So Haley, if you want to do the honors. Here we go.
Eight.
Number eight. Would you rather...
Ooh,
this is a good one.
Oh, I'm excited.
So the Powerball's up to like a billion.
We just talked about the lottery last week. So
did we?
Yeah, on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. This is another lottery card. That's crazy.
Oh, I think that's a good sign because we totally
got five numbers.
Yeah, we bought a Powerball
ticket. We're ready to win the Powerball. Uh-huh. Number eight, would you rather win the lottery or go on a dream vacation?
Okay, well, if you won the lottery, you could just go on a dream vacation. So
okay, well, I know if you, okay, the lottery, let's do it this way. The lottery, yeah, I think either way, because if you don't get the last digit, like the Powerball number, but you get the other five, you win a million.
Yeah, I'd still go on a dream vacation.
Oh, I'd take the million.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, and then I would take the million, and then I would buy a dream vacation.
Yeah, sorry, maybe this wasn't a good question. We would take the lottery. I don't know. That one was one of those randos we found online. So nothing spectacular about that.
That's okay. I liked it. It's fine. So some foodie highlights from the week. Of course, we were talking all about Trader Joe's in the last episode.
This is a Trader Joe fan podcast.
Yeah. So we did have some orange chicken.
Oh,
I
yeah.
always have it on stock. It's Hoagie's favorite food. But otherwise, I don't think that you had a...
Well, you did the rice a little different. You put some butter in the white rice.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It didn't really work with the orange chicken, but I think we should save that for like some butter chicken. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Butter chicken.
That'd be maybe too much butter, but
butter
like
rice.
We should do butter rice at some point with some other meal.
Yeah.
And then Haley, of course, put on some spinach.
I'm always adding in one of my toxic traits. Which is actually not toxic at all because it's nutrients.
Antioxidants are not toxic.
Exactly.
The opposite.
Is putting spinach in everything.
Yep. And then I don't
know. Sneaking it in there.
I don't know if yours did. Mine had koopy mayo and sriracha on the orange chicken as well.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You got to do a little drizzly do with that.
And then you probably added some furikake.
Actually, everything bagel seasoning is what I do for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. The furikake is like a Japanese. More about
true, good point.
Yeah, and I again like everything bagel seasoning. I just bought everything too, so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a winner. Anyways, so reality TV, we aren't really currently watching any reality TV right now.
What
but,
about documentaries?
Oh, thanks for asking. Audience member number
three.
we've been watching some documentaries. Quiet on Set, which has been going viral.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's
so
we
watched the
it.
Four episodes of that.
Yeah, so Quiet on Set is about the Nickelodeon, the dark side of kids TV is what it's taglined as. And it's definitely a hard one to watch. It was tough, but I think it was important to be talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And it was especially interesting. That's all the TV that, you know, you and I grew up on watching in the 90s on Nickelodeon, all that.
Well, they did.
The Amanda Show.
So they didn't talk about Amanda Bynes, which like I would.
They did a little bit, but not.
Yeah, not really. I hope that she is interviewed or something. I'm curious about her story. Because of where she's at now.
Yeah.
But there was like a whole lot of talk on Drake and Josh, mm-hmm. and you know, the second, okay, so there's like two eras of all that.
Yeah.
When I watched, it was like Amanda Bynes, it was Keenan and Kel, you know.
All that.
No, the they show. Were on all that. Yeah,
oh,
but
yeah,
also
yeah.
they, yeah. but all of them had their own
yeah.
shows as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
But that was the era of Nickelodeon I watched. And then there was like a new era, the all new all that, which I don't know anything about. Drake and Josh don't know anything about. Like iCarly.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever show Ariana Grande was on.
Sam and Cat.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more going on in that area of Nickelodeon era.
Mm-hmm.
We watched at that time, even though we were like 17, we were watching Hannah Montana.
Yeah, we were on
Sweet
Disney
Life
Channel.
Of Back, Zach and Cody. We switched teams.
Yeah.
We went to Disney Channel.
Definitely not a kids show though. So
no,
it's definitely
it,
mature content.
It wasn't a feel good, but
no.
Yeah, and it sounds like they are coming out with a fifth episode.
Yeah,
so,
releasing this Sunday.
Which I assume that they'll continue to because I mean I'm sure more people are going to come forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hopefully. And then also I know we kind of touched on last week just at the end, but we are still watching the show Legion.
Yeah. And I was like I was kind of like because
yeah, he was trying to shut me down.
I was trying to, I like I don't kidding. Know for some reason in that moment I was like don't give spoilers about what our future episodes is, but that Haley was right. We should share because then you can watch along.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So then you'll know like in a few weeks we'll talk about the show Legion.
Yeah.
But.
My reaction was dumb. But
no.
it is a very good show. There's
it
three
is.
Seasons where like we'll do, you know, an episode for each season is
yeah.
how we'll do shows. And so we've only watched two episodes
yeah.
so far. But we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll watch more probably this weekend. So
yeah,
very excited about that. Is there anything else that we've been watching? Oh, well, I found a few after we watched Quiet on Set, I found a couple other documentaries that I just wanted to shout out. The one there's one about Martha Stewart, The Many Lives of Martha Stewart.
Ooh.
Yeah, really liked that. Especially.
I would have watched that with you. Is there any episodes with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I would watch the Snoop Dogg episodes.
Well, you kind of have to watch it all.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, I wish I would have known.
I'm a distant fan of Martha Stewart via Snoop Dogg. I mean, I don't really care about her cooking. Just like who she is. I mean, she doesn't snitch, you know,
yeah.
just who she is.
She's
as a
just
person.
An interesting person. And to kind of learn more about her past and where she came from and like her story.
I just remember that like lawsuit. I was just so surprised that she like did not snitch on anyone.
Yeah.
Like she was like, I screwed up.
Right.
You know, and she didn't drag anyone down with her. And I respect
yeah.
that.
And then also I've watched, there was like a 4-part episode on Jared, the subway guy. And
ooh.
Yeah, it was, again, not an easy watch, but interesting because there was a lot about that story that I did not know. So
ooh.
Those are both on HBO. So.
Okay. Well, let's get into Marvel rumors.
Yes.
So here we are.
And again, just a reminder, I don't know these.
No.
So
Haley
I'm
does
hearing
not
them
like
for the first time.
You'll like this one. Does the name Julia Garner mean anything to you?
Is that Jennifer Garner's
nope.
relation?
AKA Anna Delvey. She will be in the Marvel Universe. She's playing a version of Silver Surfer. So
the girl who played Anna Delvey.
Well, yes. not the actual Anna Delvey.
Like, wow, her life is just crazy.
She really turned her life around. She's just got opportunities, like scammed her way into Hollywood. No. The actress that played Anna Delvey in The Life of, what is it? Creating Anna Delvey?
Yeah,
or,
I know. Netflix.
The Life
thing.
Of Anna. I
yeah.
don't know what it was. but she will play a version of Silver Surfer.
Okay.
So I'm assuming this is Shia LaBeouf from Earth 9997. Anyway, I think that this Fantastic Four, it seems like will involve multiple universes. I saw something else released saying that the Fantastic Four isn't set in the MCU universe.
Okay.
So, it's like a multiverse thing. So, I think they're putting this in a separate universe, and then maybe it won't come in until, you know, the Secret Wars or something. Or maybe they're skipping around different universes or something.
So Silver Surfer is part of the Fantastic Four.
No.
Situation.
So he
confused.
There's different versions of Silver Surfer. And they usually start off as like a different type of hero or a different person, and then they get the powers of Silver Surfer later. But basically, he's known as the Herald of Galactus. So before Galactus comes and eats a world or a galaxy or whatever he's going to do, the Silver Surfer shows up and says that basically Galactus is on his way, or it's a sign of it. I don't even know. I think in one of the movies, like, Silver Surfer didn't even really talk. So I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about Fantastic Four comics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do, like, I've read some of them, you know, and there's some overlap into other characters and stuff. Like, you know, I really like the Fantastic Four when Namor was introduced and, like, Sue Storm got kidnapped and all that. But anyway, yeah, she will be the Herald of Galactus, basically.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, so Blade, which...
Oh, I love hearing about Blade.
The new Blade.
it's my favorite.
Starring Mahershala Ali from, you know, Luke Cage. He played Cottonmouth. So I guess the cast is being entirely reimagined. So everybody's been cut except Mahershala Ali.
Okay.
Which to me, like, it's kind of curious because he's already now part of the MCU playing a different character, because, like, I think Luke Cage is part of canon now.
Oh, okay.
So it's interesting that, you know, if they were already reconsidering everybody, they wouldn't reconsider him. But I'm really excited about him playing Blade, so I'm glad they
didn't.
Yeah,
I think he would be a good Blade.
Yeah. And he'll have more of a chance to shine as, like, the main character and something. So I'm really looking forward to that. Love Blade, obviously. Talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
So John Bernthal set photos show him as Punisher for Daredevil Born Again.
Okay.
I think we've already discussed that he'll be in the movie, but, like, the, you know, so some set photos came out showing him in his uniform / costume.
And he's the one who played it in the series, the Punisher series. Yeah. I liked him. I thought he was good.
He was very good as Punisher. Yeah. That Punisher, I think at least Punisher season one was definitely, you know, it was. If you're ranking them, I think Daredevil from Netflix was first.
Uh-huh.
But The Punisher would be a strong second, in my opinion.
I really liked The Punisher. I mean, it was a little bit dark, but that's just the nature of it.
Yeah, it's more like shooty guns and blood and tough stuff. So speaking of, you know, along the lines of Daredevil Born Again, so Wilson Fisk / Kingpin, again, same actor from, you know, he's supposed to become the mayor of New York in the show.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is going to be good. Like, he's going to have...
Well, they kind of, I feel like, what was it at the end of Echo?
Okay.
Or something, they did allude to that. Like, they kind of, I mean, I don't want to get political, because this isn't a political podcast, but they kind of made it seem like a powerful person with a lot of money now getting into politics...
Mm-hmm.
Is like what they're mirroring.
Yeah, I'm sure they drew inspiration from our timeline, quote unquote. But in the comics, he also becomes mayor at some point. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
So it sounds like Donald Trump stole.
He got the idea
from the comic book.
Inspired by you know, Ronald Reagan and Wilson Fisk. To make his run.
He's a big Fisk fan.
Yes, he's just loves the Daredevil comics. So.
Oh, man. Was there any other rumors?
That's all I got for rumors. Nice. Yeah, so we can move on to...
Well, thanks for those, sir.
You're welcome.
Mealtime Movie? Is that what that is again?
Movie Time Meal.
I can never remember that.
Movie Time Meal, TM.
Yeah, TM.
So we're getting into our movie night for the featured
spot of the supplement. So we talked about in the last podcast, we watched The Avengers, and we were saying missed opportunity that we didn't get shawarma.
Yeah.
So we got shawarma this week.
We got shawarma for this movie.
We literally drove up to somewhere else where the shawarma place is. I said, and picked it up and then brought it home, and we had that for dinner. We got chicken shawarma. Well, actually, I tried something new. You got a chicken shawarma sandwich.
Yeah.
I got mixed shawarma sandwich. So it was beef and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got lentil soup. You got fries. I got fattoush salad.
Mm-hmm.
Their hummus.
Yep. And we got the grape leaves, but I think we got the wrong one.
Oh, yeah. The grape leaves were terrible this time.
Oh.
It was so sad.
Well, the last time we got... So we decided it's the rule that if we're getting it to go, we got to get the shawarma sandwiches.
Yeah.
But if we're eating in the restaurant, let's go with the platters.
Yeah, because we like to share food like that.
Yeah. And so on the last platter that we got, I can't even remember which platter, doesn't matter, but it had grape leaves. And I don't know. I thought they were the beef grape leaves, but I think they must have been the veggie ones.
Yeah.
So anyway, next time we order grape leaves individually, we're going to try the veggie ones and hope that they're a little better.
Or we'll just eat the ones that I get from Trader Joe's. Just as good.
Well, they are very good. So they're very like wet because they're in a like oil or whatever in that can. I like grape leaves that are like more dry and baked and warm, but I think maybe if we try the Trader Joe's and then like put them in the air fryer, that might be the perfect, that might be the key.
Cause honestly, we've never had them warm. We've only ever had them like at room temp.
And like, it maybe that'll dry them out a little bit and, you know, warm them up.
I think you're onto something there.
Let's try it out next time.
Thanks for following along on our figuring out how to eat our food.
Figuring
journey.
Out how to do food. So that was a delicious movie time meal.
Yes,
I have
it was.
No notes about drinks, but I probably had some purple drink.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I had pink lemonade, which let me tell you, this is kind of off topic, but I'm saying that I'm putting this on the podcast because I need to make a change. Okay. I have been drinking Crystal Light pink lemonade for honestly probably too long. That stuff is full of red 40.
Oh no.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, red dye number 40.
Red dye number 40.
I think it makes some people like itchy and stuff. I don't know.
Well, I'm not having that issue, but I'm sure it's giving me cancer. So
yeah.
I've tried to quit it before. I make a gallon pitcher of it every day, and that's literally what's always in my little simple modern cup, my 40-ounce tumbler. And this summer, I got to make a change. So I think I'm going to do cucumber, mint, lime sort of stuff, like infused water.
Okay.
I'm going to try that because I got
to
drop it.
I've been trying to do less purple drink. Like my doctor talked to me and she was like, yeah, I mean, it's not great. And she was like, especially the ones that are more sweet. And I'm like, I definitely get the ones that are more
sweet. Yeah, and
you
put a lot of that purple drink.
And I put a lot in there. So it turns out like a Kool-Aid. And she was like, even though it's fake sugar, like it's still, she started talking about diabetes and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was like, the fake sugar is bad because of like how the insulin reacts. So I've been trying to cut down on it. I got a water bottle that has like a little core
fruit basket thing.
Fruit basket in it. Yeah. And I was doing that for a while. I need to get back to that though.
Yeah.
We
got to make some changes.
Podcast listener. We are being accountable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the air now.
This summer, though, let's not rush into it.
Okay. Once it gets above 70.
Yeah.
Get some vitamin D to make us happy. Anyways. And then, anyways.
Oh.
So let's move on to our The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
From 2012. Like I said, starring Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone.
Uh-huh.
This was like her first, not her first, like she had a leading role in a movie before this. So this was just like a supporting role.
One of her early things.
It was
though,
pretty
early
yeah.
pieces of work. Fun fact, we started it and I totally forgot that Emma Stone was even in this. So I was so excited when I saw that.
Nice.
And this was, I think, like my third time watching this.
Okay.
You're probably like seen it so many times.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But yeah, I was very excited about her being in it.
Yeah, I can't ever forget it because of her. I mean, spoiler, but it's a 10-year-old movie. But like her death in the second movie, like I'll never be able to forget that Emma Stone was in it because that was like so sad. There's so much tragedy in this movie. But another fun fact. So 2012 was the 50th anniversary of Spider-Man. So this movie came out on the 50th anniversary of
so they knew that.
Yeah, they would have known that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this movie, just to give you some history of it, because this was a reboot from the Tobey Maguire /Sam Raimi Spider-Man. So Spider-Man 3, everybody remembers as like not being that good. The one with Venom and all that.
Uh-huh.
But like, honestly, I think it still made like 700 million or 900 million. It was a larger odd numbered 100 million. The reason this was rebooted wasn't because of the failure of Spider-Man 3, because, you know, it was still a success. It was actually some clashes within the studio, between Sam Raimi and the studio or whatever. So, yeah, this was the reboot. You know,
nice.
A little controversy.
Yeah.
I found out about.
Before we move on from Emma Stone, I wanted to talk about Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her role more. I had some questions.
Okay.
Do you ever think that they'll do a full Gwen Stacy live action sort of a situation? Because as of right now, really, she's only featured in the animation.
Yeah.
Movie.
Man, that is like, that's my dream.
I know.
Like, I would love that. I love Spider-Gwen as a character. So Spider-Gwen is a character from Earth. Earth 66 or 69 or something. But this is a different universe. What she finds out, she calls herself Ghost Spider. It starts off as Spider-Gwen, and then like later she calls herself Ghost Spider. Sometimes she's called Spider-Woman. It just depends on the universe and the comic run or whatever. But the Ghost Spider name has to do with the fact that, so this is like a whole multiverse, Spider-Verse type deal. She goes to she goes to other universes in the Spider-Man multiverse, mm-hmm. and finds out that her alter or okay. whatever dies early on in uh-huh. every other universe except the one where she becomes Spider-Woman.
Okay.
So that's why she calls herself Ghost Spider. So, you know, obviously, like, there's only one version of Spider-Gwen. I think if they're going to do it, you know, bring it into Secret Wars, I think at this point, the I almost said Animatrix. I got the Matrix on the mind. They are making another Matrix for rumors.
Fun fact.
Yeah. I think they should reboot instead. But anyway, so if they were to do live action, I think at this point they've already done Across the Spider-Verse or Into the Spider-Verse, uh-huh. Across the Spider-Verse. That's excellent. There's no reason to really double up.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't really like the idea of the Nick Cage live action, you know, noir spinoff. You know, I don't think they...
Yeah, you'd think that they would they would pursue the Spider-Gwen live action over Spider-Man noir.
Yeah. I do agree. If you have to choose between the two.
Yeah.
I mean, animation is still good. Like this, I mean, anyway. So I think if they did it, they should do it in Secret Wars movie that comes out and uh-huh. have Emma Stone play Spider-Gwen
so cool.
just for like a little, you know. I mean, have her maybe do a few scenes, 10 minutes of screen time, like whatever. Uh-huh. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, because Andrew Garfield would be in that. So then like have this whole, like it kind of be like Star-Lord Gamora where it's like a different universe. But, you know, and yeah. But yeah, what's interesting about that universe, you know, anybody that doesn't know, and I think you would know if you watched Across the Spider-Verse, but in that universe, so in this movie, the Lizard is obviously the main mm-hmm. villain. In the Spider-Gwen universe, Peter Parker becomes the Lizard.
Yes, which, because, like you said, they featured in, or not feature, but they kind of showed you that in Across the Universe.
Yeah, they Across the Spider-Verse, they showed us. Yeah, and then her dad and trying to stop her and everything. But yeah, so the reason he becomes the Lizard is because, like, you know, they're dating, they're in love, whatever. And he really wants to have powers like her so they can mm-hmm. be like a team. But the Lizard serum makes him go bad or evil yeah. or whatever. And it goes horribly wrong. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I like Spider-Gwen as a character. I think it's really interesting. The part that like got me interested in Spider-Gwen in the first place was just the artwork. So
yeah.
Watercolor. Lots of pinks and purples and, you know, just, I mean, the way they do the artwork is just very good and very interesting. You can see some of that in Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah. That's all like a nod to the comic books and stuff like that.
Or Across the Spider-Verse. That one's more featured on him, but her. But yeah.
I love the subway scene where he gets his, where he kind of is getting in tune with his Spidey powers.
Figuring out his powers.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I always love those sorts of scenes.
Yeah, I so I have a note about that, about like the warehouse montage on a similar track.
Uh-huh.
When he was in the warehouse trying to like work out his powers.
Yeah,
I love like those types of scenes in general for superheroes. I don't think they do them often enough. I think they couldn't overdo it. I love the idea of somebody getting a power and be like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I think we'll see more of that next.
Well, and I feel like it makes them more like relatable.
Yeah. But yeah, it feels like more like the way they did it. It felt more organic. It didn't feel rushed. I think it was better than the Tobey Maguire because like they spent so much more time on it.
Yeah.
But they still made it interesting. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of like early on in the movie, definitely the Flash in this movie, I think, is the worst Flash of the three. I just did not like him.
I'll have to agree.
I think the best Flash, most comic accurate Flash was, you know, the Tobey Maguire Flash.
Mm-hmm.
But like that doesn't really relate to like modern day.
Uh-huh.
Because like bullies, I think, behave different. They're more under the radar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Snapchat,
social media
bullies. And so I think like the Flash Thompson of the Tom Holland is very, I think it was done very good, and it's more for the modern era.
Yeah.
Shout out Mibim Bam for anybody who listens to Mibim Bam, but the modern era.
That's not me. That's not me. Sorry. Yeah. Don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Okay.
Hopefully there's some of you out there though that do.
my brother and me. Shout out. Hopefully they shout us out back.
Oh, is that the thing that Ezra listens to too?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Anyways, the spider bite though.
Oh, gross.
Oh my gosh. That they could have just cut that whole thing out of this movie.
When he pulled the web.
Okay, gross.
It was like an ingrown hair.
Ew. It was so nasty. They spent way too much time on that dang spider bite.
Yeah.
That was making me so upset. Good thing I think we were done eating before we got to that part.
Yeah.
So if you watch this and you're eating,
careful.
Eat your food. Yeah. Trigger warning.
Wait to have dessert till after that scene.
Ew.
You know what we should implement? I think we should have dessert every movie night.
You are pretty bummed we didn't have dessert.
It's okay. We ate so much food. It was like, you know. And I got to have shawarma the next day for lunch because we cut the sandwiches in half. So.
Yeah, we're leftover queens in this house.
This is a shawarma fan podcast. So, yeah, the Uncle Ben death, right?
Yes.
I just, the worst part of it, I mean, it was good. But like,
okay, well, let's not. This wasn't good.
Okay, like, it was sad. It was tragic. It moved you. But like, why did he get involved and go for that handgun?
Okay.
I know. Okay, so like, go ahead.
So first of all, I want to say that I'm glad that he got that milk because that just made me so mad. How they was like, no, those pennies are just for leaving or some stupid thing like that. Yeah. And it was just like, really, dude, it's 2 cents. So when the burglar threw the milk, I was like, oh, yes, I'm glad he got that milk. But then why did Uncle Ben, first of all, every time I say Uncle Ben too, it reminds me of the rice.
Okay.
Why did he charge this guy with the gun?
Yeah. And so the only thing, like, just to save it and make it feel realistic, I remember your brother got held up at gunpoint when he lived in Sanford, Florida. And not to like bring down that community in any way. I'm not trying to put down that community, but like, so I remember he got held up at gunpoint at one point, and we had a conversation. At the time, I was a dumb teenager. I thought I was cool. I'd be like, oh man, somebody put a gun on my face, I would ninja that crap and like get that out of my face. You can't, you know.
Yeah.
And like, he was, you know, more mature adult, and he had patience with me, and he was just kind of like, you know, I thought I would. What he said was, he thought he would have reacted differently in that situation
before it happened.
But like, he was like, you don't really know how you're going to react until it happens to you.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, that conversation stuck with me. And so when I see that scene, I'm just like, Uncle Ben panicked.
Yeah.
And he made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
But so I still think it's, you know, a little realistic, and maybe it was great writing. Maybe that was the idea.
Well, I just feel like it seemed so out of character for him to do that.
Okay.
Like, in my opinion, it seemed like you're an older guy, like,
well, but
you have people that rely on you, like, you know, Peter and Aunt May. It's like, that's when I think of you in the same situation as my brother, or my brother and what he did is like, dude, take whatever you want, like, whatever. It's like, there's people that rely on you.
But part of Uncle Ben's character is like, you have to do the right thing in every situation. Like, that's his whole thing. His whole advice to Peter all the time is like, well, the original quote is, with great power comes great responsibility. Like, and even in this movie, like, he really tried to drill that into Peter, that like, doing the right thing is important. So
yeah, but what says that's the right thing? Because he just ended up dead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he,
who wins in that?
I don't think he thought he was gonna wind up dead. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah, I do think, I mean, I would have reacted by running away, because like, the guy's not after me, so
right,
he's not like gonna shoot me in the back or something like that. But yeah, wow, Uncle Ben's death, lots of emotion. And then the way Aunt May reacted
that
in that scene.
Heart-wrenching.
I mean, Haley had to pause it, go to the bathroom, clean up her tears and stuff. I remember that. And, you know, the scene when he's back in school and, like, Flash just tries to be nice to him, but, like, he reacts very violently. All of that. I mean, it was just so well written. Despite the whole Ben going for the gun thing.
Yeah.
The rest of it, so well written.
Yeah, and I think they all did a really good job. They all felt very relatable, like... Yeah, it really happened to him.
Yeah. I don't think this movie gets enough credit, but, you know, we'll get into that soon.
I like how this version of Spider-Man, the Andrew Garfield, is kind of like a Deadpool vibe Spider-Man.
Oh, like that getting revenge, or?
Well, like that that scene where he's trying to find the guy who killed Uncle Ben. So he's like, that's when he kind of is becoming a vigilante, as he's like... Yeah. Pursuing all these people that are doing bad things in the town to see if it's the guy with the star tattoo on his wrist who he knows that's the trait that he's looking for. And in that scene, he's like, definitely gives me Deadpool vibes, like the way he's like talking to the bad guys and stuff like that, and like teasing them and everything like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's funny, like, our notes are like in step, because my next thing had to do with his revenge streak too. But, the talking to the bad guys and like joking with bad guys and everything, that's something that I don't think Tobey Maguire in his movie did well.
Yeah.
And I think Andrew Garfield does it super well. You know, a lot of people say, and I agree, Tobey was a better Peter Parker, or more comic accurate for the time. We'll get into that. But, Andrew Garfield was a better Spider-Man. And especially in the second movie, like, he jokes around more. Like, in one scene, I don't remember if it's a after credit or an outtake or whatever, but I think it's in the movie, he's wearing like a fireman's hat at one point, and you know, but yeah, definitely good, you know, a Spider-Man thing. But the whole like revenge streak, you know, is, I think it's just really good storytelling. It's a lot for him to wrestle with.
Yeah.
That revenge streak comes from the Ultimate Spider-Man comics. So,
okay.
So yeah, there's a lot of inspiration in this movie from The Amazing Spider-Man. The Ultimate Spider-Man came out, I think, in like 2000. And there's a whole like Ultimate Universe. It's a, you know, a set in a different universe. And there's... I think it was the Ultimate Universe where they first changed Nick Fury to look like Sam Jackson.
Okay.
So, but anyway, yeah, very good, very dark, you know, and
yeah. I liked it.
The whole vigilante stuff was a lot different. So,
mm-hmm.
I love that Aunt May starts figuring out that he's Spider-Man. Like,
So right about our notes being in sync. My next thing is like, was kind of the same thing. Like, you always know how Aunt May is kind of like, knows that he's Spider-Man, but doesn't ever like talk about it.
Right.
So I was going to ask you when you thought she figured it out.
Yeah, I think it's really obvious. Like, when he doesn't bring the eggs home, he's like completely beat up. She's been watching the news. Like, she knows. I mean, she suspects something's going on, like, the whole movie.
Yeah.
But, like, she knows at that point, because, like, she doesn't freak out and react to the bruises and the cuts on his face, which in every other scene, she was, like, reacting very strongly to that. So, like, you know at that point, like, she knows what's going on. And this is something from the comics, too. In every universe, Aunt May always knows, yeah. But they never talk about it directly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was very good. I love that. So getting towards the end of the movie, the breakup was gut wrenching.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Captain Stacy dies and they, you know, hopefully if you wanted to watch the movie, you like thought ahead to like pause the podcast and watch it. Anyway, it's like Captain Stacy makes him promise, you know, and
I did think that was pretty cheesy, though. Like, he made you promise, didn't he? It was like, I thought that writing was like not the best. But
just that, like him having to wrestle with. That's a change for Spider-Man. And, you know, this is, again, drawing from the comics, is like at this point, he realizes that anybody he gets close to, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
Because he's not a Captain Marvel. He's not a Thor. Like, it is very much like he is a street level, you know, superhero, that his powers are good. I mean, for the street level heroes, he's probably like the most powerful one or has the best powers. But like, he realizes that he's not like all powerful. He's not a Superman. He can't save everybody, and there's going to be tragedy in his life for anybody he gets close to. And he starts to cut people out. I just want to apologize for this episode. Like, Bernard is obsessed with chewing and playing near the table. And so you've probably been hearing.
He wants to be by me.
I'm so sorry. It's okay. Hopefully it's not too distracting. Yeah. But yeah.
I'm trying to just ignore him.
That's the explanation for why you just hear like clicking and
random,
the whole time.
He's such a good boy, though.
But yeah, very, very tragic movie. And, you know, other than my rating, those are the notes I have. So,
well, I will say that I was so sad that there was no Ned.
I mean,
there's no Ned. Okay. He doesn't have like a
the guy in the chair.
Home base. Yeah, guy.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer the Spider-Man that kind of works alone, other than with heroes. But like, I don't know. I did like the Ned thing in the Tom Holland movies. Yeah, but yeah.
Wasn't the Tobey Maguire one? Was there a Ned vibe or no?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
No.
Also, I wasn't a fan of how easily he. I feel like in the other Spider-Man movies, it's like his identity is so important to keep like a secret.
Mm.
And I definitely felt like in this movie, he was like really loose-lipped about who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like telling Gwen and just like taking his mask off a lot. Like when he saves that kid, you know, it's just like, bro, you got to keep like he didn't seem that wasn't as much of a priority.
I think Captain Stacy's death will change that. I think he didn't realize how important it was to keep his identity secret until that point.
Yeah, but, that's true.
You know, I mean, I wish we had like 10 movies of Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Honestly, are you ready to get in? What was your rating? Like, are you ready to get in that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty much lined up with the Rotten Tomatoes audience score.
Oh, well, good.
That was 77%.
Okay.
So, yep, your 4 or 5 is a little higher than that. But,
yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about rating? Or
no, I don't think so. What about you?
I do have a lot of words. I'll just read what I wrote. It's kind of in paragraph form, but
okay.
I said.
Book report time.
For whatever reason, I've always loved the cinema version of Spider-Man the most. I know many people will disagree, but it resonates with me. They did a nice mix of drawing inspiration from both Amazing Spider-Man comics, which is 616 universe, and The Ultimate Spider-Man, which is 1610. I believe 1610 is where Miles Morales... Yeah, so the Ultimate Universe is where Miles Morales comes from. Of all the live-action Spider-Man movies, this one is the most comic book accurate, and that's a fact, Jack. That is my hill to die on. Like, if you want to argue with me, that's fine. But this one is the most comic. Well, sorry. Other than Into the Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse, action, though, this one's the most comic book accurate. It was very tragic. It was very dark. There were tears, but also has the perfect amount of humor sprinkled in. And not at the wrong times. MCU. So I give this movie a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
So for the first time on this podcast, I am totally breaking with Rotten Tomatoes audience score.
Totally.
By half a star. So comic book. Oh, and I wanted to get into, I'll get into that comic book inspiration. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you for your permission.
Yeah, I have another question for you too.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So you put me on blast for crying. Okay, first of all,
rude. I didn't put you on blast.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But you cried at one point.
I did.
During the movie, and when was that?
It was a time you didn't cry. It was a different time. I specifically remember this.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, you're crying and I'm not.
And it was, oh. It was when the crane operators put their cranes for him to swing.
Oh, yeah.
It was a combination of him, like, not giving up despite he got shot in the leg and he's, like, really struggling. And just, like, the plight of the working man.
Yeah.
That blue collar, like, I mean, they...
The community coming together.
The community coming together. And just the fact that the working man became the hero.
Yeah.
At that point. And, like, I mean, I'm getting... My eyes are getting a little watery right now just talking about it.
I love you.
Like, that was beautiful to me. That whole scene, just both Andrew Garfield struggling, but also like the, you know, the worker, the crane operators. I'm literally starting to tear up. You know?
Okay, let's move on.
My eyes are wet. I'm so sorry. It's honestly, it's the allergies. Okay, so comic book inspo. Peter Parents. Peter Parents die in a plane crash while doing top secret work. The Amazing Spider-Man. In The Amazing Spider-Man, they were government spies. In this, they were research scientists, but they both had a secrets and they died in a plane crash. Peter is deeply flawed, Amazing Spider-Man. So, you know, he constantly makes the wrong decisions, screws up, can't get his life together, forgets the eggs, forgets the milk.
Yeah.
You know. Bullies. Peter is plagued by bullies, particularly Flash, Amazing Spider-Man. And these happen in other comic lines too, but they first appear in the original The Amazing Spider-Man, which started in like the 60s. Uncle Ben's death, Amazing Spider-Man. Peter is hot-tempered and angsty, believe it or not, Amazing Spider-Man. He makes his own web shooters. Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes.
So in Tobey Maguire, it was out of his
skin. Like.
Yeah, and that was not the case in the original. Actually, in the first, I think it's Amazing Fantasy 15, when Peter Parker makes his web shooters, it's pretty hilarious. So he like gets his spider powers, and the way he's drawn, he looks like 13 years old. Like it's yeah. Anyway, so he gets his powers. And he opens the top drawer of his dresser and says, I guess I have a use for these web shooters now or something like that.
How convenient.
Yeah, how convenient. So along with the web shooters, Peter Parker being absolutely brilliant, inspired from Amazing Spider-Man. Gwen Stacy as an early girlfriend of an early love of Spider-Man is Amazing Spider-Man. A lot of people say his first love. I don't know if that's true. It's not his first girlfriend. And I think in Amazing Spider-Man, they actually date in college. But, him being one of the first, I think his second girlfriend or, you know, one of the first love interests, that's Amazing Spider-Man influence. The death of Captain Stacy, Amazing Spider-Man. This is the next movie, but Gwen Stacy's death first happened in Amazing Spider-Man. And, you know, like I said, happens in every universe, and you know, just a consequence of being close to Peter. So appearance, same color hair, same color eyes, same build, and even literally the same height, 5'10", Andrew Garfield and Peter Parker. So that's from Amazing Spider-Man. But then, so there's some inspiration from the Ultimate Universe, the Revenge Streak, just being more dark universe in general. That's the Ultimate. Definitely Peter's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the Ultimate Universe. The fight with Uncle Ben, where Uncle Ben brings up his parents' death and kind of blames the parents for their own death. That's from the Ultimate Universe. and when Uncle Ben got called into the school after the fight with Flash from the Ultimate Universe. So I've seen, you know, there's different opinions. Like, I've seen people trying to draw it to the Spectacular Spider-Man, which is another comic run. I don't think the correlations are strong enough for some of that stuff. So, but yeah, definitely a good mix. Very, very much drawing from the comics and a mixture of those two for this movie. So
nice. Yeah. I don't know anything about the comics. So.
I'm just trying, like, so I wanted to, I'm going to try and start to do more tidbits or whatever, about the movies just for like those hardcore Marvel fans out there for podcasts. Just put in a little bit
of flavor. Well, and I like learning about that stuff. So
great.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start doing that from now on. I'll try to do that a little more.
So I think that's it. Bye. Just kidding.
April Fools. Last episode, we totally forgot to do an April Fools.
I know. Disappoint. So we have been doing, right before we get out of here, we have been doing kind of like our highlight of the week or something from the week. But
on a high note.
Yeah.
Shout out, love it or leave it.
Yes. But I think now we're kind of going to do a lows and highs situation, highs and lows. But because we like to leave it on a high note, we're
going to
do the low first and then the high.
This is a shout out to our bestie, Becca.
Yeah.
She does this at dinner time. I don't know if she does it every time, but whenever we're there, we do it.
Yeah.
So with
the kids.
At dinner with the boys, highs and lows of the day.
Yeah. So,
we'll do our highs and lows of the week, but we're going to flavor it a little bit and do lows and highs.
Yeah. So what was your low? Well, yeah. What was your low of the week first?
My low just this week in general has been sort of a low note. Well, we didn't spend a whole lot of time together, but we will this weekend. But the post vacation blues and going back to work
reality.
Anytime you
take I hit gravity back. What do they call that?
Sting, copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement.
We actually did get a note on YouTube about our intro and outro song.
They said
it's not a copyright strike, but they
are we on YouTube?
Yeah.
Look us up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Am I being recorded?
We did get some we didn't really get a lot of listeners at first, but like we got some on the Avengers episode on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
So we do have a little YouTube following. No subscribers yet, so subscribe to us.
Yeah.
If you've listened this far, please follow us. Subscribe. Yeah. Give us a 5-star. Yeah. Give us a review. We'll read it on the pod.
Yeah.
But I love when we get another follower. Every time usually I don't see like one at a time, but like anytime we have an increase in number of followers, I get really excited.
Yeah.
We definitely have less followers than listeners, but
yeah, that's okay.
Anyway, those post vacation. What about you? What's your low note?
So I think you know exactly what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I do.
We have been having a really hard week with Bernard.
Haley in particular.
Yeah. He is how old? 6 months now. He's still the best boy in a lot of ways. However, with it being spring, we have some new bunny nests in our backyard, which first of all, why are they even in our backyard?
We have
two dogs.
Yeah, I know. They should be able to smell that. I guess. Bunnies just put nests anywhere, but like typically in the past we've really only gotten bunny because there was one year where I let the grass grow all year.
Yeah.
Because Chloe really likes to like go through trails and sneak through the grass. Yeah. She liked that. But then when I finally did mow it at the end of the season, I end up running over a lot of snakes and
other animals,
bunnies, there were bunny nests and, you know.
So anyways, Bernard has been, I don't know where he's finding these bunnies because I keep going in the backyard and looking, but he has been bringing bunnies into our house.
Yes.
He's
brought in three, but one was on the porch, one was on the back deck, one he brought into our bed.
Yeah.
One he left on the rug in the living room. He doesn't really eat them. He just sees them as something interesting and like a toy. And he almost like brings them to us because he's curious.
Yeah.
But like, it's sad.
So sad and gross.
They're not even they look like mice. They're,
tiny. Ugh. So that's been very upsetting to me this week.
Especially having to like pry it out of him.
And it's just, it feels like there's no end in sight. Like, we're apprehensive to let him be in the backyard, and he loves to play in the backyard. And
there's at least been three or four, and like, bunnies tend to lay a lot in a litter.
I know. So where are the rest of them?
I went out and I searched where the nest was. I could not find anything, but
hopefully maybe it's done. I don't know. We can only hope.
I don't know. Wow. Oh, let's talk about some highlights.
Okay. What's your highs?
So got to see a lot of friends and continue to mm-hmm. by the time this episode comes out. So got to hang out with Levi and watch some Star Wars on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Becca on Friday.
And the boys, yeah.
And the boys. And we went out downtown for that and get to see Ron today.
Yeah.
Saturday. So
we haven't seen in a long time.
You got to see Jenny. I didn't get to see Jenny. You didn't get to see Levi though.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've just seen a lot of friends this week, and you know, because leading up to our trip we didn't really see anybody, and then like of course on our trip we were gone.
Yeah.
So it was nice to like catch up with people and,
yeah.
and hang out.
And I'm excited, we're gonna be starting to do like movie nights with our friends Drew and Kyle. We
yep.
have some movies on deck to watch.
We got a list.
Yeah. I'm excited to kind of
yeah
get...
Drew and Kyle are another. If we could have a perfect week, just like invite everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah,
there's
we'll
some
hit,
more people. I, you know, I probably wouldn't stop naming people,
we'll
so I'm not going to
do
that.
Up next week for
yeah.
sure. So my high this week was that I finally, so taxes are due soon,
oh,
everybody.
God.
And I had a big daunting task to accomplish to get that ball rolling on getting that finished. And I got that done yesterday. So
yay, thank you.
Yes.
I mean, it's your job, so.
Yeah. So we're going to get our taxes filed on time. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. We're like totally waiting till the last minute.
And normally we don't wait this long. So, but anyways, I got that big scary thing done that I needed to get done. That's been keeping me from doing it. So I'm really glad about that. So that was my high for the week. I'm like, oh, it's just nice to get an adult task accomplished.
Yeah, your high of the week is really boring.
I know.
Literally,
sorry.
Taxes. Okay.
Well,
accountant.
and you're what you talked about too, but I don't want to repeat your high. I'm not trying to steal your thunder here.
Okay.
But also another thing was that post, like you talked about, that post vacation blues. It was like my work week wasn't as crazy this week,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of nice to ease into
yeah,
the week.
You had a lot of napping.
Yeah. Recovery time. But next week is about to be real busy. So anyways.
Okay. Well, this is the outro.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
Thanks for listening.
Later. Hey, if you've made it this far and you feel like it, if you want to, you can support us. By leaving us a rating or review.
Yeah.
We're going to read reviews on the pod, and we love ratings. It helps us show up in the search results more, whatever platform you do it on. You can follow us on those platforms. That also
mm-hmm.
helps search results, and you'll know every time we release an episode because
yeah.
your podcast app might notify you, or it'll show up in recent episodes. So follow or subscribe depending on your platform.
Ooh, what are we watching this week?
We are going to, okay. So we've done some real hits.
Yeah.
Some real hits. You know, real quick housekeeping. Sorry. Email us marvelouslymarried@gmail.com if you want to send a D20 question.
Yeah.
We love getting D20 questions. We'll let you know what number is yours so you can like hope
manifest it being
roll. You can manifest the roll. We are going to watch next. We're going to watch possibly a dud. We are. We've watched three good movies, and now we're going to explore some of the lesser movies. Haley assumed it would be Blade, and we will eventually watch Blade. But what we're going to do is find Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I've never seen any Ghost Rider live action. I don't even know how many there are. I think there's at least a sequel and maybe a reboot. I don't know. And I know Ghost Rider appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which we have not watched in totality either. So I've never seen Ghost Rider on screen, and so it'll be a first watch. I'm very
yeah.
excited. This will be the first time on our pod doing a first watch. So
yeah.
there we go.
I'm excited to watch it.
All right.
Hopefully it doesn't suck too bad.
It won't. It might. I don't know. All right. Enjoy
okay.
the outro song.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.